unconditional reality, how to be there from here.
In every corner, I battle through frustration. And I wonder, am I all that I was meant to be? Just a simple man aspiring to be. All you see in me, all you see in me. Sometimes I feel that I have lived so many different lives, and what I thought were my mistakes and my vision set aside. You were waiting for this part of me, and there's no greater thing on earth that I can be than all you see in me, all you see in me. All you see in me, yeah. Every now and then I go back where I've been. It helps this.
Hi everybody, welcome to beautiful Mount Shasta, one of the most gorgeous and powerful energetic places on our planet. This is Bennett Gale, and you're listening to Unconditional Reality, How to Be There from Here. And today, I would like to address many of the different kinds of questions that we're getting in, or I should say, questions about many different topics. And one of them, or several of them, are around this whole concept of channeling. And this is a term that can be overused, I admit. And many of the people that do this in some kind of professional capacity, like myself, will start to refer to it as revealing aspects of your own multidimensional experience, that we are perhaps a little bit more trusting and open, and so our intuitive natures allow us to translate what comes through us into supportive, love-filled, life-nurturing responses. And so that's the intent here as well. I would like to say, I've gotten people saying, well, you know, you have that gift, or so-and-so has that gift, and why doesn't anybody speak to me? I don't hear anything. I'm pretty much like mute to those kinds of impulses, to that kind of information. And so I want to clear this up. It's in my opinion, what's often referred to as channeling is one of the most natural things that occurs here on the planet. Everybody is being spoken to and being given information on a continuous basis. And it's up to us to begin to allow ourselves to perceive that information. It's not that it's not being given. And it's not that, I've heard so many people say, how come my prayers aren't answered? Or I talk to God, or I talk to Jesus, or I talk to Buddha, or whomever, and I never hear anything back. Well, I'd like to say here that I'm willing to bet that you are receiving answers, and the clarity of the answers really depends upon your willingness to see what's really going on with you. And your answers can come in many ways. I don't expect that the clouds will part too often and a heavenly being will come down and say, I told you to turn right at the corner. That's probably not going to happen. And as a matter of fact, any guidance you get from either in your own perception, or if you go to somebody who will serve as someone, as a conduit to give you information, guidance that you get won't tell you what to do. Because once again, to be told what to do infringes upon your sense of free will. Now there may be a special situation where you have agreed on another level to function in a way, a certain capacity, and you need to be told what it is to do. That's different. However, the information that comes will and be in the form of questions, will be in the form of suggestions. Now, you may ask a question and not hear anything and not see anything. However, you turn the TV on or the radio on, and there'll be a sentence that said that is directly relevant to what you were thinking about. Or another great thing to do is, before you go to sleep and you're in bed, you're ready to fall asleep, ask for guidance on a certain situation. And I'm not sure if we've really got into this very much on our other shows, but often when you're having a dream, sometimes I do believe that the dreams are just kind of a mishmash of different thoughts and little feelings that are running through. However, we so often have dreams that where there's a lot of activity going on, and there are stories that are going on, and sometimes we recognize the people in the dreams as our friends. Sometimes we feel they're people we know, but they look differently, and yet we still think they're this particular person we know. Sometimes they may be famous people that we easily recognize. And I'd like to tell you that these dreams are being played out, and the participants in the dream are masters. They are masters who are part of your team, who are part of your soul family, who are playing certain roles to help show you and certain things that you perhaps might want to look at. There are certain things that there's certain kinds of energy pockets that you have that you may not be aware of that could be refocused in certain ways. There's a lot of different things that are going on all the time. Oh yeah, hey, this is Broadway Mike. I'm sorry, I just had to cut in. Yeah, I had this dream. And for those of you that don't know, I haven't been out of my body for too long. I don't know, 5-10 years, who's counting? So I'm kind of current. And I went through this time when I was having a lot of problems, a lot of stress. Everything in my life seemed to be falling apart. My family, I guess they went into their formal disownership of me. And for those of you that don't know, I've said I came from a very rich family, and I was the black sheep, so to speak. And I ended up being on the streets of Manhattan, which I liked, except for the winter. I liked it. It was a good. I got to talk to lots of people, and it was a pretty good life. It wasn't a very long life, but it was a pretty good life. But anyway, so I'm going through this period. It's really tough. It's really intense, and I'm uptight in my life right then. So I'm having a dream, and in this dream, I'm an actor, and I'm doing what they call like a reading, you know, when they get the people together for the first time who are going to do a movie or something. Well, they all sit down at a table, and they've got their scripts in hand, and they just kind of read the parts. So I'm in this movie, and we're sitting down at the table, and I guess the star of the movie's Robert De Niro. And, you know, Robert De Niro, this is like years ago, and, you know, he's the all-time, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, intensity guy. And all of a sudden, we're reading, and he looks up at me, and he says, "Broadway." I said, "What?" He said, "Broadway, lighten up." No, you got to be pretty uptight to have Robert De Niro tell you to, like, lighten up. But later on, actually, once I crossed over, I found that that was just one of my team members who was, like, playing a game and trying to make it funny. But basically, the message was, lighten up. You know, it's not that big a deal. It's not that important.
Well, now, you said something, Broadway. That's a funny story, by the way. But you said something that's really interesting to me. You were talking about the team. Now, I know we've spoken about this before, but this, to me, when you first said it, I guess I was just kind of too new at this to really take it in and really, really appreciate it. But I'm appreciating it a lot more now. Team. So I'm like the captain of Team Grace, and Broadway's the captain of Team Broadway.
And I'm the captain of Flipjack. And I'm looking forward to meeting the rest of my team. Yes. Well, there I go again. I interrupted. Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Flip, we'd be surprised if you didn't.
Well, I don't know if that's a compliment, but thank you, I think.
Good for you. Good for you. Now, I mean the team. So, if I'm getting this right, I basically have a pre-selected group of beings who are my team. Now, I'm not talking about my friends and mutual co-supporters here on the planet. I'm talking about people who aren't in the body.
That's right.
Okay, well, I just want to be sure. So, there's this team, and we create this blueprint, right?
Right.
Okay, so we create this blueprint about the general parameters of what we want to experience here in this time. Am I on the button?
Oh, yeah, you on the button, all right. Yes, Grace. You create a blueprint with several others who are going to help you and assist you in the experiences that you've chosen to have.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Mother. Now, I'm going to go a bit further on this. So my team, basically, they kind of have, we say it here, we got governors on our behavior.
Can you explain that a little bit better for me, Grace?
Well, sure. Like, I had a couple friends that were hot rodders when we were little boys, or when they were little boys, and I was a little girl. Okay. And what their pappy did, because they would just take that car and they push that pedal all the way down, and they're lucky they're still breathing and walking around. So they put some kind of thing on the engine, I don't know how it works, called a governor, which meant that no matter how far you push that pedal down, the car was only going to go so fast. And that way, frustrated the boys no end, but that way, they never got into a serious accident either. So, what I'm saying is, are there governors that are set up on what we're gonna do and not do?
Oh, well, that's a very interesting question, Grace. And it is a little bit tricky. We set up our blueprint, yes?
Yes.
All right. We set up the blueprint that sets up basically the guidelines. Now, within that blueprint, you may choose to say, I've got 5 options here. All right, you got, say, 5 options. So each option has got a different kind of, I hate to use the word, I don't hate nothing, but conditions, okay? So we all look at the team, looks at which directions you're going, and you say, okay, I think I'm going to take option number 2. I know I was going in the direction of option number 1, but now I'm going to take option number 2. Okay. And if your clarity and your intention are clear, well, then the universe and your team goes to work, and those kind of situations, those kind of synchronicities begin to happen to bring option number 2 to be there. Now let's say you decide do not take any of the 5 options and you're gonna go in a direction that is really contradictory to what was discussed before you came into the body. Under certain situations, if it is previously agreed upon, there might be what you are calling a governor, but the governor is only because of what you already agreed upon. Do you see?
Well, I think so. So if I'm understanding this correctly, because people talk about free will all the time, and I hear some people say, well, you got total free will, and I hear some other people say, well, you ain't got no free will here. Well, what I'm hearing is you got free will here, but it sounds like your free will is based on what you chose before you came here.
Well, I says happy. Well, that's pretty astute of you, Grace.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, but I want to say that the blueprint, the agreements that you made before you incarnated into your body, that was a great example of your free will. And providing that your whole team said, yes, of course, we can support you in that choice, and that is part of where you are in your evolution and your expansion, yes, we will support that, and that's your free will. So it may appear that once you're in body, the amount of free will may not seem as much as some people would imagine, but know this, it's based on what you in your own sense of free will chose before you came here. So yes, overall, it's quite a bit of free will.
Okay. So, I have started like what feels to me like I'm creating conversations. Conversations with myself, and I start to get answers. And now I'm starting to hear those answers come to me in a different voice than my voice. So my question is it real? Am I making it up? Am I going loony? What's going on?
Great questions. And Grace, I think that everybody feels the same way at one time or another. And this is first place. Let me say this. In the bigger picture, whether these are responses that another part of you is creating for you, whether you feel like you're making it up, whether there are other beings who, with your permission, are speaking to you, are giving you sensations and feelings that lead you to conclusions, it really doesn't matter. Because on the most basic and essential level, there is no separation. So we're all one. So it really doesn't matter. It matters sometimes for people desiring clarity. Sometimes it matters for people in terms of ego distinctions and so forth. And I think that what we're going to see, and because, you know, there are people who walk around and talk about hearing voices and seem to be possibly dangerous to themselves, if not to other people. And there is a difference between information and messages that genuinely support your well-being and your expansion in love. And then there are other voices which come in, and some people hear that seem to be telling them to do horrific things. My own personal opinion is that those are reflections of where their minds are at, where their own particular traumas may be. And of course, if we're not aware that energies come in to our field, if we let them, if we are focused on negativity, if we are focused on hurtful and horrible things, and we're not aware of it, and we're not transmuting them, because these kind of thoughts come through almost everybody, but if we're not transmuting them and bringing them into wholeness, then what occurs is we're creating these little pockets, these little doors for these kind of thoughts to come in and energies to come in and rest in us and create havoc. So there is discernment here. There is discernment. And it's very basic. It's always, is this supporting my greatest vision of who and what I am? And a very basic question, I think we said this early on in this show's history, but it's one that bears repeating probably more than this once. A wonderful question to ask yourself in any number of type of situations is, what would love do now? What would love do now? And believe me, that's a tremendous barometer to establish. And with that, we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. This is Bennett Gale with Unconditional Reality, How to Be There From Here, on Align Radio, where we broadcast and radiate unconditional love, joy, and the true abundance that comes from being unified with all things. Okay, we're back. And over the break, could feel that Reverend Johnson really felt like addressing some of this. And so, without any further ado, Reverend, if you please.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bennett. I just want to say that we're not trying to put so much an emphasis on the concept of channeling. Channeling is basically a phraseology, if you will, that basically engenders the sense of hearing and the sense of listening. And ultimately, you are hearing your higher self, if you will. And even that sense of higher is a misnomer, in my opinion. You are listening to your more expanded sense of who you are, giving you information. And so, just to be clear, what's important is you beginning to trust that there is much more to what you're calling you than you may think there is. That's the whole point of this. The whole point is for you to understand that you are a multi-dimensional being. And that part of you that says, my name is so-and-so, and my name is so-and-so, and I live here, and I live there, that is one part of who you are. And ladies and gentlemen, you are much, much more than that, just that one part. Now, that is in no way, shape, or form meant to denigrate, to belittle, to demean, to minimize the beauty and sacredness and immensity of the beauty of who you are in that one aspect. It's just meant to say there's a much bigger picture that's going on. And so when you are hearing things, or you're seeing things that spark your imagination, or who knows, you go into a bookstore and one particular book catches your eye, and that book catches your eye so much you pick it up, you open it up, and it opens up to a page, and wouldn't you know it, the first thing your eyes see is the answer to the very question that you've been thinking about all during that day. Oh yes. Well, they say the Lord works in mysterious ways. Well, the energy of the universe does. And the clearer you are about what it is that you are choosing to experience, or what it is you're choosing to get an answer about, the easier it is for that answer to be delivered to you. Believe me, there's no desire on this side to be holding back. So, one of the major things is for you to trust. I mean, why not? Why not? People on this planet in the history have believed with all their might about something one way or another, only to find it disproved, to everybody's satisfaction, by the way, at some other future time. The world is flat. No, it ain't. It's round. There's only a few planets in the world, in the universe. No, that's not true. Billions of them. Much, much, much bigger place than we thought it was. And so on and so on. And even the whole laws of physics and science is continually coming up with new things that disprove the things that we so passionately believed in before. So, I'm suggesting, not telling nobody, but I'm suggesting you begin to perhaps consider trusting the fact that there's more to the picture than you think, and that some of these ideas that come through your mind, or some of these feelings of voices, of feelings of inspiration, that they may be guidance
that you not perceived before. The guidance, I'm telling you, everybody's getting talked to all the time. All the time. And some people see things better, some people hear things better, some people feel things better. Don't matter. What does matter is your willingness to believe. Your willingness to trust. My gosh, it's not that complicated. So I'm urging you to go that route. Because ladies and gentlemen, from what I am seeing, from particularly my congregation that I no longer am in charge of, but I watch over all of them, and my heart bleeds. If it could, it's bleeding, because I want to say to each and every one of them, you are so beautiful. I know there's a song, and I'm not going to sing it, much to your relief, I'm sure, but you are so beautiful. And you are so much more than you think if you're willing to believe. You got to believe. I know that's another song too. I'm still influenced by what I knew before.
And if I may, F. Reverend, for just a minute.
Well, of course, Happy.
And now, for those of you that aren't familiar with who I am, my name is Happy Harbinger. And so I am a Harbinger, in fact, and I'm a board member of the Cosmic Archetypes Club. So I would like to just say something, and it is a little bit removed from what's been said, but and yet not really. What we're seeing here is that there are more and more seeming, I use that word, underlying, conflicts going on, because we're changing. The world, your world, is changing now, and it's going from one kind of paradigm, one kind of dimensional energy, into another one. And so it's quite natural for there to be shifts going on, and when there's shifts going on, what happens? There's a bit of uncomfortableness and there's a bit of unrest, not with everybody. Some of us see it very clearly and some of us are not, and yet we're all experiencing the aspects, if you will, of change. And so lots of people, and particularly, and I want to say this and be very, very, very clear about this, within the next year or so, there are going to be extraordinary changes in how things are run on your planet, and it's going to be for the better. Oh yes, oh yes. There's going to be, part of this shift is going to be a greater distribution, if you will, of knowledge, of technology, of resources. And so the prevailing idea is that we are all connected, we are all special and sacred, and you all are related one to another. And so there's no need for the avarice that's part of this paradigm, for the greed that's part of this paradigm, and so on and so on. So there's going to be a lot of changes, and sometimes when change occurs, there's a kind of a conflict. And so part of this conflict, and part of the way to look at it, is if you are experiencing this, is it urges you to go deep inside for your meaning and purpose. And I also see that, you know, with so much on the outside seems to be lost, the emphasis will again shift to what is called God and the spiritual. And your churches will become popular once again. And yet, or just a bit of a consideration, many of you may very well feel some kind of crisis in your spirit. And frankly, Reverend,
yes,
I see the test of the your religious and spiritual leaders on your planet is to be able to go away. They've got to go away from the more rigid belief systems, and they've got to go in a way that expands into the inner realms, because you know,
I do. Well, I know very well that if they don't go into those inner realms, they're going to lose the people. And actually, the people don't need to be the people no more. They don't. All we need to do, all you need to do, you practitioners of congregations and leaders of organizations of people, all you got to do is just create the room for people to grow and grow in love. And your answers that you provide for the people, they need to be tangible. They need to be tangible. Spirituality has got to be practicality. Once again, spirituality is the essence of practicality. It is the foundation of what breeds into physical form. Now, I'm not talking about organized religion. I'm not talking about a code of belief systems and rules and laws. No, no, no. I'm talking about the sense of alignment, the sense of union with all that you are. You are spirit. There is no difference between you and those that you esteem to be so extraordinary and exalted. We are one. We are one together. And the more we understand that, and the more we are willing to take those leaps, if you will, into allowing yourself to possibly consider some other kind of belief system, that's when, oh boy, we're just going to zing with awareness. We're going to zing with love. When we're starting to look at our brothers and sisters as not something and somebody separate from us, oh no, that's when we start moving into the unconditional reality. And I want to say something else. I know I'm talking a bunch, but I'm enjoying it, so I'm glad you're all humoring me to be able to talk this way. When we talk about this unconditional reality and we talk about things, and I get feedback sometimes that says, well, Reverend, well, that's a fascinating conversation, but that seems pretty darn far away from my day-to-day existence. Well, all right, I can understand that. But let me ask you something. When you want to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve in life, do you always say, I just want to achieve a couple little steps? Now, you might take a couple little steps and then a couple more and then a couple more. I understand that too. But do you set your sights on just a couple steps in front of you? Or do you say, I'm going to shoot for the moon? And you know what? Maybe I won't hit that moon, but I bet you I get a darn sight higher than if I shoot for the top of that tree. Right? So when we talk about some conditional reality, it's not all one thing or nothing. No, no, no. We understand that there's a process involved. There's an assimilating involved. There's energies to recognize. There's energies to transmute. There's energies to bring home. There's belief systems that you've had forever that are now no longer serving you, and that's an adjustment. We get that. However, the more you start to consider these things, things change immediately. Oh my gosh. You know it can happen. Things start changing in an instant.
Oh yeah, well that's true. Now I know I haven't talked about Emma in a while, but for those of you that again haven't heard this whole dialogue about my friend Emma. Emma used to be really kind of big, and she had a posterior that went forever. And I admit, I used to be kind of insensitive to all of that, and I made humor and jokes at her expense, which was unkind. It was unkind, and I understood that, and I've learned how to forgive myself, and Emma forgave me, and we become best of friends. Now, since that happened, we started forming a group, and this group meets every week, and we discuss a lot of these ideas that get discussed on the show, and Emma took a lot of this to heart, and I saw when we were talking one day about belief systems manifesting in our lives, and they can manifest in your body, and she got the fact that that on a very, very deep level, there was some kind of belief system that was supporting her being that big, and all the psychological stuff around her having that big posterior. When she realized that, I saw like this light bulb go on in her, and she did a shift in that moment. In that moment, because she had a different thought. So, Reverend?
Yes?
Well, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Oh, you go, Grace. Go, girl, go. I'm sure you are.
Well, thank you. You're always kind to me. Well, if I'm understanding you correctly, every time you have a thought going in this direction of like, what would love do now? Guess what? You're not having a thought about limitation and confinement. And maybe it's a bit by bit by bit, eensy peensy, little bit by little bit. But every time you have one of those thoughts about love, you are not having another thought about negativity and limitation. And I think it grows. Oh, it grows.
Woohoo! Bravo, Grace. You bet. You betcha. It grows a lot. And it's just like when we talked about in another show. All these negative thoughts are like building blocks. Building blocks. Building blocks. Oh my gosh.
That's right. I remember that show. You were talking about your, how do you say it? Your thoughts of limitation and negativity and things that are constraining. Well, every time you have one of those, it's like putting a cinder block and building a wall. And you felt that you had these walls that built were so big, my gosh, you didn't have any windows. It was hard to see. It was hard to breathe. I remember that. I think. No, I do. I do.
Oh, you do, Flip. You do. Yeah. We were talking about these walls that our thoughts are creating, our limiting beliefs, and oh, I took to heart everything we spoke about transmuting the energy. I listened. Oh, gosh, yeah. I listened. And my walls, I still got them. I still got things coming up. But you know what? They ain't nowhere near as big as they used to be. Oh, my gosh. They used to be enormous. Oh, boy. No, they're not like that.
Hey, Grace.
Yeah?
Well, let me tell you something. You know I'm your number one fan.
Oh, probably.
Well, that's another story. But I gotta tell you, I've been watching, and yeah, you know, those walls are falling down. You might as well, you know, Jericho blow the horn or whatever it is, you know. Gabriel, I don't know. But I'm not a Bible person. But there, I said it. I hope you're all okay with that.
Oh, Broadway, I see the intent of your heart, and that's what means the most to me, and it's glorious.
Ah, Gracie, you're warming my heart. But I just want to say, I can see you, and you don't have anywhere near the walls. You got like a little fence now, and you used to have these like big buildings around you. You got a little fence, and soon it's going to be just a beautiful flat pasture, and it's going to be all this energy and all these streams coming to you and all these flowers and light. It's going to be beautiful. Oh, Grace, you're something. I'd like to be there with you.
Oh, probably. I, you know, I'm a modest woman, but I would like that too. Oh, at least we get to share in love here.
Well, that's true. That's true, Grace. But I said it a couple weeks ago. I've got something that I'm working on, and who knows? We might be able to share in a more equal plane, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, Broadway, that's so exciting. I'm just going to be on tenterhooks waiting to hear what you got to tell me.
All right. Well, Grace, it's coming soon. And I want to give this back to our host, Bennett. Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing all about that as well. We covered some interesting areas tonight, or rather you did, all of you. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for your wisdom. I'm grateful for your knowledge. And for all of you out there, I'd like to say that
next week, not this show, but the following show, will be our last show on Align Radio. And we've enjoyed being here for you and with you. We've enjoyed the questions, the comments, and it's been a great pleasure. And I will say to you, as I've said before, please visit us at unconditionalreality.com. You can also email myself, or care to me, of for any of the characters, at bennett@unconditionalreality.com. All our shows are archived there. We will continue with our show at the site, so we will not be in any way, shape, or form stopping the great evolution and process that our show, Unconditional Reality, How to Be There, well, that process that it's become. And so we love all of you, and we look forward to our next show here at Align Radio next Thursday at 6 p.m. Please visit our site. Please feel free to subscribe to our newsletter. We're going to start sending that out. It will be a combination of channelings, information of all kinds, just a general piece that I think you'll be interested in reading. Once again, unconditionalreality.com. And from all of us here, you are and I am, and together we help shift our world. Thanks to all of you who continually listen and to our show and visit us at our site. I deeply appreciate it. And I know that these are really interesting and, for many, challenging times with shifts happening in all kinds of ways. And there's lots of questions and lots of energies to be looked at and transmuted and utilized in other ways. And so, once again, I do work with individuals on a one-to-one basis. And if you are interested, please check out both unconditionalreality.com or themasterscorner.com. And you can simply email me at bennett@unconditionalreality.com, and we can set a time up for us to do a little bit of work together, or should I say, play. Thanks again. Have a great, great week. I want to thank everyone involved in creating the show. My producer, Alicia Kaiser, Saint Germain, Jesus, Abundancia, and the other extraordinary goddesses who continually grace us with the perfect embodiment of the divine feminine. Another beautiful reminder of the extraordinary truth that we are one. I also wish to thank Sir Henry Irving, Thespis, and the incredible collective energies of many other ascended masters and multidimensional beings, all who are committed to our freedom and peace. A special thanks goes out to Kenny Leinart for composing our theme song. Kenny can be reached at kleinart@aol.com. That's kleinart@aol.com. And of course, thank you, Align Radio, for having us. May you all have a blessed week. Namaste. Unconditional Reality, How to Be There from Here.
In every corner, I battle through frustration. And I wonder, am I all that I was meant to be? Just a simple man aspiring to be. All you see. All you see in me. Sometimes I feel that I have lived so many different lives in
what I thought were my mistakes, and my vision set aside. You were waiting for this part of me, and there's no greater thing on earth that I can be than all you see in me, all you see in me, all you see.
Perfect present tense, 'cause you were.